Matt, I guess the first question I have to ask is the first question I had when I first heard that you guys were making a game called Need for Speed Most Wanted is it going to be a remake of 2005's Most Wanted? Like, literally the first thing that flashed in my head was images of Razor Callahan again. So I'm just wondering, is that what you guys are doing? Or is this kind of a remake in name only? Or maybe I'm completely incorrect about calling it a remake at all. And you guys are just doing what the Fast and the Furious did, taking an old title, putting it on a new product.
Well, actually, that's just about it, actually. This is our second Need for Speed game after 2010's Hot Pursuit. And the same principle applies there, you know, much in the same way as Hot Pursuit existed prior to us doing that version. So Most Wanted did as well. What drew us to do our take on Most Wanted is the setup. The premise is really powerful. And, you know, it resonates as loudly today as it did way back in 2005. But the world is a really different place, and we don't make sequels to other people's games. And so this is our take on Need for Speed Most Wanted. This is an open-world driving game where players race, chase, and explore and compete to be most wanted amongst their friends.
And the other game, or at least the other studio you were sort of hinting at was Canada's own Black Box Studio, who made the original Need for Speed Most Wanted. So I understand what you guys are doing, that sort of Fast and Furious thing, taking an old name, putting on a new product. That's awesome. But I'm glad you brought up Hot Pursuit, because I was a fan of that game. I played it until I was level 20 on both sides. I know pretty much everyone I know did the exact same thing. Well, maybe not everyone did both 20 on both sides, but when I was there playing, everyone I knew was there playing. So a lot of people loved that game. So you guys do have a lot to live up to. No pressure at all. But one thing I could say about Hot Pursuit is that as fun as it was not a realistic driving game. It was really arcadey. Fun, I said, but still arcadey. So is that sort of what we can expect this time? Are the controls going to be that arcadey? Are you guys going for something a little bit more realistic?
I think we've probably gone more realistic with this, with the handling in Most Wanted. Having said that, fun is the operative word. We think that games are way too serious these days, and we wanted to get back to just having great fun. And our principles in driving games are, you know, sort of the reason we make them handle the way that we do is that we want players to drive a car the way they think they can drive the car in real life. Well, in 2000, I crashed a car, and as I was looking at the wreck, I sort of thought to myself, "You know what? The average driver doesn't think they're an average driver," and so for us, it's about, you know, allowing me the fantasy, the sort of wish fulfillment of being able to drive these vehicles the way I wish I could drive them, the way actually in my head I think I can drive them, and that is driving really fast, you know, drifting the car around a corner, getting the back end out, you know, squeezing in between traffic and doing the things in that car that I think in my head that I can do with them. Having said that, that doesn't mean that it's not a very sophisticated physical simulation going on underneath the hood. There is. There's an extraordinarily powerful one there. It would be most trivial for us to create a simulation experience, but that's not what we choose to do. We want players to have great fun with these cars. We've got the widest range of cars and the widest range of surfaces, and it's an open world. So in Hot Pursuit, which you loved, you probably spent most of your time, you know, north of 180 miles an hour in that game.
Probably, yeah.
Generally straight lines and very, you know, sort of, for the most part, gentle bends to allow you to take at speed. In Most Wanted, it's a much tighter, in more of the urban parts, much tighter experience. Your players will spend a lot of their time, you know, probably between 60 and 160. It's a very interesting speed for players to play at. That's not to say we don't go way up above 200 miles an hour as well, because we do, but that actually, because you're in a different, quite a different location, and you're in an open world, the handling system needs to be able to allow you to feel like you're in control, to be able to control the cars very fast, but also to respond to the fact that you're going to want to change direction very quickly, and often in a quite a tight constrained location. So it's by far the most sophisticated handling system we've done, but the core experience has got to be around putting a smile on the player's face.
And that seemed to be what got you guys through the first game. Like I said, so many people played that game. People who really, I know, who are not huge fans of racing enjoyed that game greatly. And I'm talking to Matt Webster right now. He's the executive producer for Need for Speed Most Wanted from Criterion Studios. And he's been nice enough to join us here on Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan to talk about the game, which comes out next week. And we talked a little bit right now, Matt, about just sort of handling and just how the cars feel. I'm just wondering, will the cars feel different? Because I kind of felt like in Hot Pursuit, all the cars kind of felt the same. And even though there's a wide, you know, diversity of vehicles you could choose from, there wasn't much diversity in the way they felt, at least in my opinion. Have you guys designed the cars in Most Wanted to sort of be that way? Or are you looking for a little bit more diversity in the way the cars handle?
Yeah, there's way more diversity. I mean, I think, you know, when you go back to Hot Pursuit, like I said, you spent a lot of your time north of, you know, 150 miles an hour, and sports cars are kind of designed to do that very well, and then that requires a particular, you know, setup. For Most Wanted, we've got by far the widest range of vehicles that a Need for Speed game has ever seen, ranging from the cars that are debuting for the first time, track-based racers, these small, open-wheeled, lightweight racers, things like the Ariel Atom and the Caterham 7 and the Back Mono, very fast, very agile.
Extremely fast and agile.
Built for the track, yeah. And so we go from there up through everyday, what we call everyday cars, so the Focus RS, the Audi A1 Club Sport, really fast, very agile, very nimble vehicles, up through sports cars, you know, the BMW M3s and supercars, 911s, up to Lamborghini Gallardos and hypercars. And then we've got things like the Ford F-150 Raptor and a Range Rover Evoque. So it's a very broad range of cars. And that in itself means that we had to spend a whole bunch more time getting a feeling of weight and getting these vehicles to feel different, because we've also got a very wide range of surfaces in the game. It's an open world game where really the road surface is just the start. We go on to looser surfaces and very much off-road surfaces as well. So yeah, we've got a wider range of vehicles, a wider range of surfaces, and that that meant that we had to go go a completely new handling system that retained the accessibility, people being able to pick up the pad and have fun, but that really read to the diversity in the vehicles and the surfaces and these cars handling how players expect them to handle.
Matt Webster is the executive producer of Need for Speed Most Wanted, coming from Criterion Studios next week, actually, very soon. And if you were just listening to Matt list off a number of vehicles that will be in the game, I'm sure you're as excited as I am, because, I mean, you pretty much just went through Top Gear's best cars of the last couple of years, which is extremely exciting. But can I get the elevator pitch from you? Because we've talked about different parts about the game, but I still am not 100% sure what I'll be doing the second I get the disc, put it in my system, and press play. I know there's going to be an open world, but other than that, and racing, I'm not totally sure what's happening.
Well, I think I said at the top, we spoke about our take on Most Wanted, an open world driving game where you race, chase, and explore. Those are the sort of key principles around it. I think that the truth is, it's actually very difficult to boil an open world game down into a bite-sized piece, but I'll do my best. Well, actually, let's just talk about the open world in itself. So one of the biggest changes that we've made for Most Wanted is that we've looked at an open world game, and we asked ourselves a really burning question, and that question was, why can't I drive any car that I choose whenever I choose to drive it?
And what answer did you come up with?
Yeah, the really real answer to that question is because 20 years of convention says that you can't. Driving games have lived on this convention that the longer you play, the more the game will reward you with faster and faster vehicles. And that was great 20 years ago and even up till last year, but we think that an open world game demands an open world structure or an open game structure. And so what we've done is we've taken 40 of those hot vehicles that I've just talked about, and we've distributed them around the world. And our mantra is, if you can find it, you can drive it. So what's a really exciting thing, after you put that disc in the drive and you play perhaps the first 5 minutes, which we give to you to introduce you to a bunch of principles that are going to you're going to need, then following that 5 minutes, then your experience really will be unique to you, because maybe you'll choose to go left, I'll go straight on, someone else will choose to go right, someone will stop when they see their first car that they've discovered, and they'll switch that vehicle. Maybe you'll drive past it. Maybe you'll choose to race. Maybe you'll choose to try and set a fast time through one of our speed cameras, or maybe you'll look up at one of our billboards that we've got dotted around the city, and you'll see my face looking down at you. Because one of the cool things that we do with distraction, what we call distraction gameplay or exploration gameplay, is you collect these billboards by smashing your car through the billboard. Now, as you do that, we record how far you've jumped the car. If you've jumped the car the furthest amongst your friends, then our system, Autolog, will take your picture and put it on that billboard and broadcast that throughout your entire network of friends. So you're cruising around the city looking for things to do, of which there's a huge variety, and you see these your faces, the faces of your friends looking down at you, calling for you to compete, to put your car through the billboard and compete for the biggest jump. So there's a whole bunch of exploration gameplay that the open world gives you, in addition to the traditional experiences like racing the car against a bunch of other AI racers. So we've got a huge amount of variety to go with that freedom and choice that we think a contemporary open world game video game needs to give you.
And if there's anything that's going to really push that sort of competitiveness that I believe that the Autolog feature sort of created, it will be my friend's ability to smash their cars through my face. I can tell you that much for sure right now. Matt Webster, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that. So that Autolog system that you would have loved from what you were saying about Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, we debuted it in Hot Pursuit. You'll love it in Most Wanted, because we've just integrated it more deeply into the actual experience, so you don't have to leave the car to get those comparisons with your friends. They're presented to you right, you know, it's right at your fingertips, right where you know, to distract you, to call you to compete whenever players in your friends' network beat you.
Well, if it's anything like what it was in Hot Pursuit for me, it's going to be a heck of a journey, where some races were finished in 11 seconds, and unfortunately, I was not the winner of that 11-second race. So I'm interested to see what will happen when I get even more depth, I guess is the best word, in this new Need for Speed game.
Yeah, that's right. I think actually what we've done is we've actually broadened the competition. So everyone's got a very good race driver friend on their friends network. And, you know, I think that we've realized that it actually takes quite a considerable amount of skill for players to put together a 3 or 4 minute race sequence together to be competitive. So actually what we've done with Autolog this time, and one of the examples I've given you with the billboards, is it broadens out the competition. So players of all sorts of different abilities or capabilities will find that there's a way for them to have a fun, friendly competition with their friends inside this game. So, you know, whilst, like I said, it takes quite a bit of a capability to race fast. Anybody can drive a fast car past one of our speed cameras, or crash through one of our billboards, or even we have over 100 security gates for you to discover. We've even made a competition out of that. So not only have we made access to the vehicles more accessible in terms of, and if you can find it, you can drive it, we've got this wonderful social competition system that we call Autolog, active and integrated more deeply into the game and across a wider style of gameplay. So it really is an experience that we'll find players that don't naturally claim to love driving games, they'll take to it very easily, and I think lots of people will get a kick out of this game.
And Matt, for that I have to thank you, because my friends are relentless when it comes to trying to beat my times on Autolog. But Matt Webster is the executive producer of Need for Speed Most Wanted from Criterion Studios. Their game's coming out next week, and I have time just for one more question, Matt. And I have questions here that I could go through, but I'm going to be selfish for once. I don't like to do this, but I'm going to use the platform for myself. My favorite things to do in Hot Pursuit was the Hot Pursuit part. I enjoyed being the cop chasing people down. I haven't seen it yet in any of your gameplay, any of the things that I've seen about your game, will I get that chance again? Can I, you know, get into a squad car and chase somebody down?
No, we've reserved the play as a cop. That stays. That's for right now. That's it. That's just in Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. The cops are present in Need for Speed Most Wanted. They're an ever-present character in the city, and they perform a, you know, a very admirable job where they will chase you and they will follow you, and wherever you can go in this open world, they can go as well. And they before they're another play style for you to earn speed points SP, which is the scoring system that we use to drive your position on the most wanted list. So the cops are around and they're as tough as ever, but you won't get to drive them this time. Where you will get that sort of chase feeling, though, is in our multiplayer experience, which is huge and features some brand new types of play that has never been seen before in a driving game. So we've got it all going on in Need for Speed Most Wanted.